بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على أمة بعد أمته، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه، وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والفجر وليال عشر. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصوم لي وأنا أجزي، أو وأنا أجزي به، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم اجعل أعمالنا خالصا لوجهك الكريم، آمين يا رب العالمين. My respected elders and brothers in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First and foremost, we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, sustainer, nourisher of all the worlds. And the peace and salutations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon our most beloved master, our teacher and our guide, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may the pleasure of Allah be upon those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had hand-selected and hand-picked to be around the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had testified to their faith in the Qur'an al-Kareem and said, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him. Psychologists say that it takes 21 days to change a habit. If a person does a continuous action for a period of 21 days, it becomes ingrained and the habit changes in his life. We find ourselves in a period of 29 or 30 days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, so that we may cultivate good habits, so that we may bring about a change in our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever He mentions about the rewards of the akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the mu'minun or the muttaqun. A group of Bedouins came and accepted Islam. And as soon as they accepted Islam, they said, "We are believers." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them in the Quran al-Kareem, قَالَتِ الْأَعْرَابُ آمَنَّا, that when the A'rab, the Bedouin, said, "Amanna," we have faith, said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, "Don't say you have faith, but say you have Islam." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this distinction because when someone accepts Islam, that is only an entry point into the deen. It is only an entry point whereby after which we can make a distinction whether we are going to go to Jannah without any reckoning, without passing by Jahannam, or we're going to go to Jahannam first. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that go to Jannah without any reckoning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the muttaqoon, and in the para we read last night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا, that the people will be driven, the muttaqoon will be driven, and they will be taken to Jannah. So the people of Jannah, the Jannah, the place where we all want our end to be, is for the muttaqoon. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this month, and He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O you who believe, I have made fasting compulsory upon you, like I have made it compulsory upon the previous nations, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may be equal, so you may be granted taqwa. So taqwa is directly linked with Jannah. So what are the qualities of the muttaqun, those who are going to get Jannah? What qualities do they have that we need to inculcate in our lives in this month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it very, very easy for us. The first is obedience. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks in the Quran about the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We have heard and we have obeyed. Unlike the others that say, قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا. We had heard, but we disobeyed. Fasting in itself teaches us subservience and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like no other deed can inculcate in our lives. Because no one else knows we are fasting besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person is secluded in his house or in his business and he has to have something to eat and no one else sees him besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what keeps us fasting is our fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we translate taqwa as fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but rather it is consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if translated as fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no problem. Because we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent that we fear displeasing him. So the fear is born out of love and not out of fear itself. So the first thing is obedience, that we look at who is commanding us to fast and we're not looking at what is being commanded. Because fasting in itself does not apply to the logic of people. If we have to think about it, it seems like Allah is making us suffer from morning till night without having anything to eat or drink. But if deen is not based on logic, deen is on obedience, is based on our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking at who is commanding what action and not what is being commanded. The second habit that we inculcate in this month of Ramadan, of the muttaqoon, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alif Lam Mim Dhalika Al-Kitabu La Rayba Fi Hudan Lil-Muttaqeen. Allah is talking about the Quran and He says the Quran is a guidance for the muttaqoon, for those that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who are those muttaqoon? Alladhina yu'minuna bil-ghayb. Firstly, they are those who believe in the unseen. Alladhina yu'minuna bil-ghayb wa yuqimuna as-salah, and they establish salah. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And they are those that spend from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. And if we have to look at the month of Ramadan, believing in the unseen, we have more frequent talks in the month of Ramadan. We have more frequent discourses discussing the Akhirah, discussing Jannah and Jahannam, discussing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised for a fasting person. We conscientize ourselves with the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give us a certain reward for fasting, certain reward for our nafil actions, for a certain reward for spending in His path. So by having these talks, we conscientize ourselves with alimul ghayb, with the knowledge of the unseen. The second thing is salah. In salah, we make an effort to come to salah. We make an effort to read our 5 times daily salah. Over and above that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us that the person that does reads one nafil salah in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give you the reward of a fard. And whoever reads a fard, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give you the reward of 70 fara'id. So naturally we are inclined to read salah. But if the masjid could talk, it would call the day of Eid, which is normally the day of celebration, it will call the day of Eid the day of mourning. Because it is saddened by the dispersal of people out of the masjid. for the rest of the 11 months of the year. Why is it that we come and we frequent the masjid only in Ramadan, and out of Ramadan, our masajid are empty? وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِكُونَ, and they spend from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. In the month of Ramadan, many people discharge their zakah. In the month of Ramadan, people are extra generous. Like it comes in the hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous in the month of Ramadan than any other month. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also made it compulsory on us to pay sadaqatul fitr. So by giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us not limit it to the month of Ramadan also, but the rest of the 11 months, we need to continue with giving charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the second qualities and habits that we need to inculcate of the muttaqoon in this month of Ramadan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easy for us. The third is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. شهر رمضان شهر القرآن. The month of Ramadan is the month of the Quran. It is wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed the Quran Kareem from the Lawhi Mahfuz to the upper heavens. It is in this month where the Quran Kareem is to be recited in Taraweeh Salah. It is a month wherein the Quran Kareem is to be recited by each individual. The Quran Kareem has a right over us. It has a right to be completed twice a year. The Quran Kareem has a right to be completed once in the month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only asking us for one other khatam throughout the rest of the 11 months of the year as a minimum. So when the month of Ramadan began, we took the Qurans off the shelf and we dusted the dust off it. Let it not happen that on the day of Eid, on the night before Eid, we put the Quran back in the shelf, and the only time we take it out again is when either someone passes away or Ramadan comes again. The fourth quality that we need to develop in this month of Ramadan and carry out throughout the 11 months of the year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said that the dua of a fasting person is most readily accepted. The dua on the night of Laylatul Qadr is definitely accepted. The night on every night of the month of Ramadan is definitely accepted. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not limit the acceptance of dua to the month of Ramadan only. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it blanketly, Ud'uni astajib lakum. Ask of me, I will grant it to you. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. That when my slave asks of me, then tell him that I am close. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says elsewhere in the Quran, أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is closer to us than our jugular veins. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. I will most certainly accept his dua if he calls out unto me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also subsequently gets angry and makes a punishment necessary on a person that does not ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person does not ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is tantamount to that person having pride and saying that I can fulfill my own needs. I don't need to ask from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. In Ramadan, we also pay attention to our personal conduct. We make sure that we leave out sins. We make sure that our appearance also changes in the month of Ramadan, where we start growing beards on our faces. We wear a kurta more often than not. We wear a topi more often than not. But why limit it to the month of Ramadan? Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala go away on the morning of Eid with Ramadan? Or does the same Allah that is for the month of Ramadan, is it the same Allah that is there for the rest of the 11 months? Let us inculcate the taqwa that will enable us to carry out or to keep the way we look also, the way we behaved also, the sins that we abstain from in the month of Ramadan. Let it be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that for the rest of the 11 months, Allah makes it easy for us to do the same. And the last quality, but not the least, is that Ramadan gives us a time for reflection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us this month of Ramadan, and many a people say, what have I done from last Ramadan to this Ramadan? Who was with us last Ramadan that is no more with us this Ramadan? What guarantee that I'm going to see another Ramadan? What guarantee that I'm going to pass away in the month of Ramadan when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with me? What guarantee that I'm going to pass away in one of the 11 months when I'm disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We have no guarantee over life. Let us sit down and think that how we spend the last 11 months of the year. What improvement that I have made from last Ramadan till this Ramadan? If last Ramadan I made one khatam of the Quran, how many khatams of the Quran that I made in this Ramadan? If from last Ramadan till this Ramadan I didn't open the Quran, let's make an intention and firm conviction that from the day after Eid, from the day of Eid, in fact, I am going to open the Quran. So let us use this month of Ramadan as a time of reflection and a time of making certain promises unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that how we can inculcate these habits of the muttaqoon in this month of Ramadan, so that on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending to Jannah and Jahannam, that we are from those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to send to Jannatul Firdaus without questioning us on a single action of ours. Because wallahi, if we are questioned on the day of Qiyamah, our tongues are going to be sealed and our body parts are going to testify on that day. Aisha radiallahu anha was asked, what is an easy reckoning? She said that an easy reckoning is no reckoning. Because no reckoning can be easy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the muttaqoon. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that have an accepted fast. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our tilawa of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our Ramadan. But let us make sure that, let us inform ourselves that Ramadan is not over. Many a people that I have completed the khatam of the Quran in Taraweeh, they are not reading Taraweeh anymore. Many people that made one khatam of the Quran have stopped reading the Quran. Ramadan is not over. Only two of the odd nights have passed us. There are still three left. Let us not waste a single moment in this month of Ramadan till the last. And when Ramadan is over, make a conviction that you are going to remain on the sunnah and on the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and all of us tawfiq of understanding and practicing. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. One short important announcement before we continue, before we finish off, is that the last day for Sadaqatul Fitr, for the collection of Sadaqatul Fitr by the Jamiat offices, will be on Sunday. Uncle Hussein Bhai is here today. The box, the lila box also, the last slot on the right-hand side, has been specified for Sadaqatul Fitr. So whoever wishes that the Jamiat discharge the Sadaqatul Fitr on their behalf, let us discharge it before Sunday, inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي وهب لنا ليلة القدر هي خير من ألف شهر وأفضل أفراد الزمان، وشرع لنا الاعتكاف في بيوت الرحمن، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، سيد أهل البوار والعمران، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه سادات أهل الإيمان والعرفان. أما بعد، فقد هان عشهر الأخير من رمضان، هو زمان الاعتكاف وزمان تحري ليلة القدر لنيل أجر والرضوان، وقد نطق بفضلهما الحديث والقرآن، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولا تباشروهن وأنتم عاكفون في المساجد، وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر، وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر، من حرم خيرها فقد حرمه، وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إذا كان ليلة القدر نزل جبريل في كبكبة من الملائكة يصلون على كل عبد قائم أو قاعد يذكر الله عز وجل، وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام في المعتكف: هو يعتكف الذنوب ويجري له من الحسنات كعامل الحسنات كلها، وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: تحروا ليلة القدر في العشر الأواخر من رمضان. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، فاستغفروا فيا فوز المستغفرين ويا نجاة التائبين. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله،
قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأقضاهم علي، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة، وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم وردا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان، اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العلي يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة. Let us ensure that our safsa is straight as possible, fill in the gaps in front of us. Let us make sure that our trousers are above our ankles and our cell phones are switched off. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وسيق الذين كفروا إلى جهنم زمرا، حتى إذا جاءوها فتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم رسل منكم يتلون عليكم آيات ربكم وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا؟ قالوا بلى، ولكن حقت كلمة العذاب على الكافرين. قيل ادخلوا أبواب جهنم خالدين فيها، فبئس مثوى المتكبرين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وصيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا، حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين. وقالوا الحمد لله الذي صدقنا وعده وأورثنا الأرض نتبوأ من الجنة حيث نشاء فنعم أجر العاملين. وترى الملائكة حافين من حول العرش يسبحون بحمد ربهم، وقضي بينهم بالحق وقيل الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت، ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد، إنك على كل شيء قدير. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وفعل وعمل، ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وفعل وعمل. اللهم اجعلنا حبك وحب من يحبك، واجعل حبك إلى عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.